The head of the World Trade Organization has asked COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers to do more for developing nations. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Dr. Nkosi Ogonjo-Iweala said pharmaceutical companies should follow AstraZeneca's lead. It's allowed India's Serum Institute to make its vaccine at cost. The WTO Director General said it's not acceptable to leave poorer countries at the back of the line. Many nations in the developed world, which began their own vaccinations months ago, have faced criticism for buying or ordering more vaccines than they need. But Dr. Ogonjo-Iweala acknowledged WTO members are split on the issue of relaxing rules on intellectual property so that more drug manufacturers can make the shots. The BBC's Faisal Islam has more on that.
Behind closed doors at the World Trade Organization, a fierce battle has raged over whether developing countries should be allowed to copy the vaccines produced by the world's biggest pharmaceutical companies. It's pitted the likes of India and South Africa, whose president derided what he called vaccine apartheid, against the UK, EU and US. The Director General of the WTO, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, told the BBC that it was not acceptable to leave poorer countries at the back of the queue, but also praised AstraZeneca for allowing an Indian manufacturer to produce hundreds of millions of doses at cost.
If we had more of that kind of voluntary licensing and transfer faster, we could save many more people. There's some capacity in emerging markets and developing countries unused now. Let's have the same kind of arrangement that AstraZeneca has with the Serum Institute. Novavax, J&J and all the others should follow suit.
The Director General acknowledged that millions of doses were being donated by rich countries, but said billions more were needed.
That's Faisal Islam reporting there. Well, as the World Trade Organization ponders how to more quickly get vaccines to developing nations, the World Health Organization has criticized the slow vaccine rollout across Europe. At least 27 European nations have implemented partial or full coronavirus lockdowns. France will begin its third national shutdown on Saturday. Announcing the fresh restrictions last night, President Macron described the situation as delicate and said the country will lose control if it doesn't act now. The BBC's Hugh Schofield has more from Paris.
The French have 2 days to get themselves ready for a month of more inconvenience. From Saturday night, the restrictions that currently apply in Paris and other COVID hotspots will be extended across the whole of the country. Shops that are defined by the government as non-essential will have to shut, and there'll be no moving more than 6 miles from home without a good reason. In addition, schools will shut from next week for 3 or 4 weeks, depending on the age group. President Macron said that if all went well, then from May, the end of the tunnel would begin to appear, as mass vaccinations began to take their effect and the first openings of cafe terraces could be planned.
That's Hugh Schofield in Paris there. Checking the numbers now, the CAC 40 in Paris is lagging other European benchmarks as those restrictions loom. But strong Eurozone manufacturing data has provided positive momentum for stocks across the region. Over in Asia, optimism over U.S. President Joe Biden's new infrastructure spending plan helped send benchmarks higher. All right, so far today, I have seen ads for cucumber gin-infused pickles, which, to be honest, sound kind of good, spaghetti-flavored IPA, and a beer you can consume via a spray can. If you have not checked the calendar yet this morning, it is April Fool's Day, and brands are unleashing their annual gags on unsuspecting social media followers. Some are obviously unbelievable, but others, like Volkswagen's now debunked rebranding to Volkswagen, make sense to some people. So is there a right way for companies to tease customers with an April Fool's Day prank? Allison Stewart Allen, boss of the consultancy International Marketing Partners, says there is.
There is a right way, one being Burger King with the chocolate Whopper, which featured a patty made of chocolate with onion rings out of white chocolate. And instead of ketchup, it had a side of, I think, maple syrup. It's all about context. And that's why it's so important for the marketing and the company leaders to sense the environment and know when it's the right time to do such a thing.
And as part of the trick here, making it so that it's believable, but still, I guess, more unbelievable.
Yes, the reason the Volkswagen campaign was such a disaster is exactly because the business press has been reporting for some time that Volkswagen is looking at investing in and launching all electric vehicles for the foreseeable future, and that the company sees its future in that realm. So it wasn't a huge departure to think that the company could feasibly rebrand to Volkswagen. And the other bigger part of the problem for the company is the timing. So the fact that it wasn't timed appropriately to coincide with April Fool's Day is what led both consumers and investors around the world to think that this was a legitimate change of corporate name. So it missed the mark on all counts.
And you mentioned shareholders there. It's sort of all fun and games until financial regulators come knocking, isn't it? Depending on how far a brand goes with their April Fool's prank, they could be in trouble for things like market manipulation and things like that, can't they?
Yes, companies definitely can get in trouble. So we saw with the Volkswagen mishap that American depository receipts climbed 12.5%. And of course, this has caught the attention, rightly, of the SEC. But it's not just in the United States that this is a concern with Volkswagen's perceived market manipulation. So regulators here in Europe, in the UK, are paying attention. And in the end, this company, while it thought it was being clever and cute, it comes at a very hefty price.
There's been so much talk of distrust in the media over the last several years. Do you think these sorts of stunts, even if they're done right, could just further erode what trust is left in the media?
I think there is certainly a risk at this particular moment. We're in the middle of a pandemic. People's anxieties are running high. Many have lost family members and friends. The eroding trust put in the media across the board, whether it's print or broadcast, is another factor that has the public on high alert. Plus, of course, we have the fake news phenomenon. So it does really make you wonder whether any April Fool's Day prank at this moment is even going to be appropriate. But for many companies, I think they're making the right choice this year in particular in suspending any April Fool's Day pranks.
Plenty of food for thought before you launch those pranks then, I suppose. Allison Stewart Allen, Chief Executive at International Marketing Partners. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, one thing we do not joke about here in this country is summertime, and warm temperatures this week have sent many people searching for barbecue grills. Sales are up 400% over the last year, and with pubs and restaurants here still closed for in-house dining, socially distanced backyard entertainment is on track to make this year the biggest ever for barbecue grills. Sounds good to me. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.